Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am taking the floor on behalf of Finland, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, and Germany. We would like to thank the Chair and his team for the efforts undertaken in organizing informal discussions during the intersessional period. The discussions allowed us to identify aspects that might generate further common ground with a view to the future work of the GGE. Taking into account the input that was provided during the informal discussions, as well as the number of very substantial proposals that had already been put forward by the members of the GGE, our countries gained the impression that the two-tier approach brought into the debate by France and Germany in 2021 has been gaining traction among states as well as participants from civil society. Finland, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, and Germany would like to build upon this momentum. We therefore submitted a joint working paper aimed at contributing to the 2022 report of the GGE on laws, including with a view to possible consensus recommendations. Our group is of the view that we should try to build further convergence upon the two-tier approach. That is, the recognition that lethal autonomous weapon systems that cannot comply with IHL are de facto outlawed and should not be developed or used, while other lethal weapon systems featuring autonomy can be used in accordance with IHL if regulated. The GGE should therefore, as stated in the paper, recommend to the high contracting parties that they, first, outlaw fully autonomous lethal weapon systems operating completely outside human control and a responsible chain of command, as well as, second, regulate any other lethal weapon systems featuring autonomy in order to ensure compliance with the rules and principles of international humanitarian law by preserving human responsibility and accountability, ensuring appropriate human control, and implementing risk mitigation measures. We hope the paper can contribute to building a bridge between the different views represented within the GGE. We are committed to this framework, and we are convinced that the CCW is the appropriate fora to address the issue. It is, in our view, indispensable that we work jointly and constructively towards a substantial outcome of the GGE. The draft report circulated by the chair offers the opportunity to base this week's discussion upon a concrete proposal, and we thank him and his team for their efforts. We welcome the fact that it also takes into account the two-tier approach and into the recommendations, and we look forward to discussing the text in further detail. Finland, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, and Germany will continue to support the work of the chair. We hope the GGE can make best use of this meeting in order to come up with the tangible results that are urgently needed. Before I end my intervention, I would like to remind delegations that we are meeting under a convention whose first three preambular paragraphs read, and I quote, "Recalling that every state has the duty in conformity with the Charter of the United Nations to refrain in its international relations from the threat or use of force against the sovereignty, territorial integrity, or political independence of any state, or in any other manner inconsistent with the purpose of the United Nations. Further recalling the general principle of the protection of the civilian population against the effects of hostilities, basing themselves on the principle of international law that the right of the parties to an armed conflict to choose methods or means of warfare is not unlimited, and on the principle that prohibits the employment in armed conflicts of weapons, projectiles and material and methods of warfare of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering. This group of countries would like to stress that Russia is waging an unjustifiable, unprovoked, and illegal war of aggression against Ukraine. Russia has violated the UN Charter.